Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel. And today we're in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 23, a longer section than normal. It reads, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will come to me. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" A very challenging passage. Just before this, in verses 7 to 12, Jesus has told us how a relationship with God works. It's all about asking, seeking, knocking, and trusting that God wants to help. He has made the astonishing claim that everyone will see their needs met. But who are these everyone? Surely he does not mean everyone, does he? Well, the answer is found in a principle illustrated by two kinds of gate and road, and then in the examples that he gives. So first of all, the either-or principle. The either-or principle Jesus teaches here is that the gate is wide or small. The road is broad or narrow. There are only small and large sizes here, no mediums. If we were talking in Starbucks terms, it would be a choice between the Demi and the Trenta. The Demi is 89 milliliters and the Trenta is 890 milliliters. I can't imagine anybody drinking that much coffee. Anyway, there's no room for short, tall, grandy or venti. The question is as to who is on the road to life and who is on the road to destruction. The answer is that those who obey his teaching, and the illustration for that is coming up at the end of chapter 7, are going to make it, but the examples that follow are not. So first of all, false prophets. Characteristics of these people are that they look good, sheep, he says, but are in fact butchers, they are wolves. How can you tell their true colours, or their true skin? By their fruit. What kind of fruit is Jesus talking about? I would say it's contained in these three chapters of the Sermon on the Mount. The fruit is peace made by peacemakers, and mercy shown by the merciful, back to chapter 5. It is the one who turns their cheek, goes the extra mile, leaps for joy at persecution, loves and prays for their enemies, lives without hypocrisy, and seeks God's kingdom above all other things. That kind of fruit is not hard to spot, but very hard to fake. And then, after the false prophets, we have the evildoers. Perhaps these are the same people as the false prophets, but they could simply be really religious people. And what is their claim? They are busy with what they say is God's work, and especially, or perhaps exclusively, the spectacular deeds. What is their problem? They are not sincere. They say they are doing it for God, but it appears to be more for self-justification. They are the ones Jesus warned of in chapter 6, who do things in public, but not in secret. God knows the heart. It is all he is interested in. The context of this teaching is the Sermon on the Mount, which is all about the heart, not law. Jesus is not saying that doing miracles and casting out demons is wrong, but he is saying that humility and obedience are far more important. Let us not be of those who look good but miss out. Instead, let us not care about how we look, but focus on staying on the narrow road and entering through the Demi gate. Well, we'll go on to the next part of Matthew chapter 7 next time. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.